Catherine was sobbing hard, her mouth wide open, showing the destruction inside, the gaps where her teeth should have been. But she didn't care who saw. All she could see was Dalitch's face in her mind. Fatal. This is fatal. It was the first time she'd been told. Pearl, seeing her friend so distraught, was just a moment behind Tom. The two of them bent over Catherine, Pearl proffering a cup of water that was not acknowledged. Tom had his arms around Catherine, trying to get through to her as she cried. His labourer's hands supported her, one on her back, another pressed to her front, trying to show her he was there. The press photographers wasted no time in capturing the moment. Tom was suddenly aware of them, suddenly aware that he wanted to get his wife away from all this. Leaving Pearl to care for Catherine, she gently stroked her friend's dark hair. Tom summoned Grossman and Wiener, and together the three men lifted Catherine's chair and carried her from the courtroom, Pearl clearing the way through the people. The woman's sobs, a paper commented bleakly, could be heard from the corridor. As the judge called an immediate recess, Catherine was carried to the county clerk's office and laid out on a desk. Pearl spread Catherine's fur coat beneath her, so she had something soft and pleasant against her skin, books of birth records propped up her head as a makeshift pillow. Tom gently eased his wife's glasses from her face and stood by her side. He had both hands on her, one holding her hand which wore his watch, and the other softly caressing her hair to calm her. Pearl held Catherine's other hand, trying to reassure her friend. They both murmured soothingly to the woman they both loved. Catherine, by now, was too weak for tears. But as she felt her husband standing near her, she did have one thing to say. In a feebly wavering voice, she clutched his hand and murmured,
"Don't leave me, Tom."
He wasn't going anywhere. Catherine was unable to return to the hearing. "She is in total collapse," said an attending doctor. "She will not, cannot, live very much longer." Tom was not there to hear his words. He had carried Catherine home to East Superior Street. Yet when the papers printed the pictures of Tom and Catherine the next day, they pulled no punches. Above a photograph of the stricken couple was the headline, "Death is the third person here." The hearing resumed at 1:30 p.m. in Catherine's absence. Having settled his wife at home, Tom had made his way back to the courthouse, wanting to represent Catherine at this hearing which was so very important to her. If she was not well enough to be there, then he would stand for her instead. The hearing picked up where it had left off, as Tom sat numbly in a chair at the back of the room. "Is her condition fatal?" asked Grossman of Dalitch. The doctor cleared his throat. "It is fatal in her case," he acknowledged. "In your judgment," asked the lawyer, "what might be Catherine Donoghue's reasonable life expectancy?" "I don't think we can state definitely," Dalitch began to bluster, perhaps conscious of her husband sitting in court. "Depending on the care she had and so on, treatment..." Grossman fixed him with a look. This was a courtroom, not a clinic, and it did not help Catherine's case to beat around the bush. Dalitch straightened up under Grossman's glare. "I would say months," he stated bluntly.